Benevolent Heretic again, coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com. So, welcome, Loam, to our little fold. You have some very good information. Well, Loam. I see I have been properly chastised, and I notice you use Sophie Crow's full name. But we can't be bothered with using Benevolent Heretic's full name. I'll just write BH. It's so much easier and faster, and she's not worth it anyway. And besides, if you say BH fast enough, it comes out as a bit of a nasty name. I'm pretty sure that's what you were getting at, isn't it? Oh, just kidding though, Loam. Just like I was kidding with Sophie Crow. We were just teasing each other. I do very much like your information on a goldfish. Being in schools and all that, you'd think they'd learn quite a bit there, wouldn't you? Interesting. And you've got a little picture of a flea circus. How lovely. How very nice. I do quite like your idea of positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. I train dogs, as I said before, and I use the positive reinforcement. I rarely yell at my doggies or give them negative reinforcement of any kind. I certainly don't smack them. They're my lovely little friends. There's another thing I thought of, Yarkofen, for training your goldfish. I've seen these shock collars. I wonder if it would work, though, with the goldfish. You put the little collar around his neck, and then when he does something you don't like, you shock him. I quite think that would discourage him from doing nasty things, don't you? I'm not so sure, though, how it would work in the water. Might be training everybody in the water there. Might be training them to die, when a swatter works just fine. Oh, dear me. I think perhaps electricity and water don't mix quite so well. Or maybe they mix a little too well. There's another item you buy. It's a spray. You spray it on your sofa, on your chairs, or certain areas in your home where you don't want the animals to go. You spray it there and they don't like the smell of it, I guess. I wonder if that would work. Try that in your fish tank. Spray some over in the corner. But then I suppose it might just mix in with the rest of the water and the goldfish would have nowhere to go. That would be awful. Or else he might drink it up and die. Yet another way to train the animals to die. So many ways. Well, that's about all I have for today. It's wonderful to have new members in here. Keep the good ideas coming. See you later then. Ta-ta.